News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. So it is 4:35 p.m. Phones have been quiet today. That's kind of unusual. If you want to call in, like yesterday, the phones just rang nonstop, and I loved it. But if you want to call in, 866-494-9866, that's the phone number. We'll take those calls. Want to hear from you and see what you think about anything we've talked about today. I did that whole first segment on Where Are the Warriors? Talked about the fact that woke policies and a lack of a sense of mission has literally, in my opinion, and literally horrible, you know, media or recruiting advertising is literally just doing a number. And we're down 23% in our recruiting. Where are the Warriors? It's also a retention piece. We're losing them left and right, not the least of which is the fact that our own National Guard, even here in Alabama, is looking at a major hit. Because today was a deadline for the vaccine mandates for the National Guard, and upwards of 60,000 National Guardsmen nationwide are at risk of being discharged for failure to get the vaccine. All right, how do you feel about all that? Number two, we talked about the stuff, it ain't over till it's over. These election challenges, what do you think? I mean, I'd love to hear what y'all think. What do you think about the idea of this vote that was not counted, then being counted? And tomorrow morning, they're going to decide again whether it should still be counted. And then, I don't know, is it going to court? That was number two on the Triple Dipper. And then we had all kinds of stuff in the Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. So you want to call in, 866-494-9866. And let me also suggest something, too. Tomorrow morning, when you're on the way in, or you could do it tonight on the way home, for that matter, let me just remind you, Just Love Coffee Cafe, they don't just have coffee. Do they have coffee? Sure they have coffee. It's Just Love Coffee Cafe. You know they do. Both locations, one out on Hughes Road in Madison and the one on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. But they've got so much more than coffee. So you can get the cappuccinos. Charlene calls them the treat coffees. You can get the cappuccinos, the lattes, the espressos, and also just the good old grind the beans and make you a fresh cup of hot steaming black coffee. But their food, like I'm saying, tomorrow morning, you might want to say, I'm tired of the same old. I'm stopping in the morning, and I'm getting one of those bacon taters they got at Just Love Coffee for breakfast. What is that, Phil? A bacon tater? It's a hash brown waffle. You heard me. A hash brown waffle. Cheddar cheese, bacon, sprinkled with black pepper, and served with a side of sour cream or ketchup. Oh, my gosh. Or the womlet, or the breakfast burrito, or the sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. Or the dippers, which are sausage or chicken wrapped in a waffled biscuit served with a choice of sausage gravy, syrup, or mustard. You heard me. And they got all the kinds of, they got things like the spinach feta womlet, the avocado toast, and then they've got lunch and dinner. I'm just telling you, Just Love Coffee Cafe. It's coffee, and it's good, but it's way more than coffee. Great locations, great atmosphere. Use the Wi-Fi, hang out, read a book. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. All right, phone lines are open, 866-494-9866. I will tell you this, number three on the Triple Dipper today, Bidenomics. Oh, Lord, Bidenomics. Yes, I mean, we're all seeing it. I mean, praise God, it's payday, right? But Bidenomics. Right now, everything, and when I say everything, I mean everything, is up. Copper, yesterday you did Copper's Corner. Copper.
That's
copper.
Right.
You there? Yeah. Yesterday you did Copper's Corner. And what was the term you used? Was it
personal inflation rate? Yeah.
Find your personal inflation rate. Thank you. Let me ask you this then, Copper. If of the things that you tend to buy, not including gas, because gas happens.
Yeah.
And I know the phones are ringing, so if you got to get it, go ahead and do it. But, I'm just curious what one thing stands out to you as like, my gosh, that thing that I usually buy and now it's so expensive.
Beef?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah,
pork,
yeah,
yeah, but, yeah, yeah. But especially beef. Yeah, it's crazy.
All right. You take care of the phones. I'm going to start this topic here. Bidenomics. So here's a story for you. The Federalist is reminding us that last year, if you remember, the White House bragged in a... In that pun-filled video they posted on Twitter, it was like one of those really, like, who was in charge of that one? Somebody on the communication staff needs to lose their job. But the Biden administration bragged last year, the cost of your 4th of July cookout is down 16 cents from last year. Okay. Why is that helpful? Well, it's not. That was last year. This year, the cost of the same cookout is up 17%. 17%. According to a new report from the American Farm Bureau Federation, the total cost for an Independence Day barbecue is up $10 from 2021. That's a 17% hike in cookout prices, it says, thanks to government-induced inflation. It says, in total, the cost is about $69.68 for a 10-person celebration that includes grilling essentials such as cheeseburgers, pork chops, chicken breasts, potato salad, strawberries, and ice cream. Oh, yeah. So last year they were bragging. The price is down 16 cents. This year, the whole thing is up 17%, a $10 increase on the average. Yeah. Phone lines rang, so let me just jump over there. Copper, who was first on that? Line four. Yeah, line four, Will from Athens. Hey, Will, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Hey, Phil Williams, how are you doing today?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Phil, I want you to know that all communication is not verbal. I thought Ketanji Jackson gave Marshall Blackburn the clearest answer in the world. There's no man married to a black woman who didn't know exactly what she was telling Marsha Blackburn. She looked her in the face and said, "I'm not a biologist." And what she was telling her was that was the most ridiculous, the craziest, most stupid, asinine question you could possibly answer, asking, and I'm not going to dignify it with an answer.
So you basically you're saying is you respect her answer and believe that it was like a total backhanded swipe at Marsha Blackburn.
Absolutely, I respect her answer because
don't you think? Let me ask you this: Let me ask you this, Will. Hey, Will. Let me ask you this: How about what if she had looked at her and said, "Well, I am a woman. I know exactly what that means."
I don't know why should she have to answer a ridiculous question like that? She's a Harvard-educated attorney.
All the more reason for her to be able to give a good answer. I'll tell you why, Will. I'll tell you exactly why. Because she is going to wind up seeing cases that deal with things like EEOC discrimination claims. She's going to wind up seeing things in the future, I guarantee you, where transgenderism is considered a claim in a sports case. She's going to be seeing these as a Supreme Court justice. And she was not asked that question because it was an aside. She was asked that question because it was relevant. And if you can't see that, you're in total denial yourself. Total. She's a Supreme Court justice. She decides the law. And she, by God, better be able to answer to the cases she's going to have to decide. And that's not too hard. Why is that hard? So you can ask another justice. Now, listen, Will, you can ask another justice whether they believe life begins at the moment of conception, and nobody minds that question. But if you ask a person who's going to be deciding cases, can you define in today's modern society what a woman is, and she won't give an answer, that to me is very telling. Will, I got two other callers waiting on the line. Thank you for your call. Let me go jump over to real quick to who's next, Copper? Clarence from Gurley. Hey, Clarence, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. I got to say, in regards to that last caller, man, people really are deranged, and liberals, I think, really is a sickness. That's the most asinine thing, if you want to talk about, to think that they can go and drill Kavanaugh the way that they did, and to think that it's so ridiculous for us to ask for them to define a woman, which they clearly haven't been able to do. That just shows how stupid the Democratic Party is, and I hope Will hears that and listens to that. When you talk about the next part of the vaccine mandate, they have just proven that the vaccines are not effective against any form of a COVID strain at this point. So why are they still pushing this? Because it's the same thing as what they have over Will, is they want control over everybody. They want mind control. And you got people who aren't physically capable of thinking anymore, and they can only do what they are told to do.
I totally agree. I think it's also a power trip, Clarence. I think that you've got a decision been made, and if they back off of it, they look like they were wrong, and they can't do that, and they refuse to do that, and they're willing to impact military readiness and other things in society just to stick with what they've already said, even though it's already been proven to be ineffective.
That's Clarence, absolutely right.
Clarence, great call, man. I got to jump onto another one real quick, but I appreciate you. Thanks for being in the audience. Line two, Adam from Newmarket. Hey, Adam, how you doing, man? Scoppard, I lose Adam?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, rats. He was going to talk about Bidenomics. That's a crying shame. I'll tell you what, Adam, if you're out there. Yeah, we can hear you now. Adam, how you doing?
Okay. Hey, I'm good. How about you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
I'm just specifically talking about, Carper was talking about the price of beef. And this is a little advertisement, if you will. People should really be going to their local farmers. And, I mean, you can get a side of beef for a lot cheaper and get a whole lot more meat. I just did it, paid $1,500 after processing, and I've got a side of beef that's almost 400 pounds, and it'll last me the rest of the year.
Wow. You must have a pretty good-sized freezer, too.
two.
No, you know what? You're not the only one I know that does that, and you're right. It's more cost up front, saves you money in the long run, and then all you got to do is go to the freezer for the next meal. That's so just pray the power never goes out,
The price that I pay has come out to just under $5 a pound.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Hey, Adam, appreciate it, man. Hot tip for the audience. You have a great day.
Yes, sir.
All right, Copper, take us to the last break of the day, and we will come back and wrap up the show. Bidenomics, I barely scratched the surface. We might talk a little bit about it, but if you want to call in, I got time for one more. Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Phone number 866-494-9866. We'll take your calls. Be right back. News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, and yes, we are solid conservative and just plain right. Time now 4:52 PM. Let me just remind you, by the way, that if you go to the rightsideradio.org website, you will see a big banner at the top says Right Side is hiring. Yeah, we're a separate organization. I'm not an employee of WVNN. Right Side is a separate organization in and of itself. And that being said, we're hiring right now. And so if you're somebody who wants to be able to have the flexibility of making your own hours, if you can look people in the eye, shake their hand, and you want to be out there and about seeing people and advocating for the things that we advocate for here on this show and selling ad space on this show, yes, we're hiring sales staff right now. So Right Side Radio is hiring. You want to be part of the Right Side team, just go to rightsideradio.org. Check it out. We will be glad to talk to you. All right, let me jump over to the phones real quick. I see on line one, hey, it's Brian from Huntsville. Brian, how you doing today, man?
Doing well, sir. And as far as the trials and tribulations of our new Supreme Court justice, nothing compared to what Clarence Thomas had to go through. Anybody that's out there, please go back and do your research. And the other thing is slogans and battle cries. 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment, for this 4th of July, to everybody, I salute and say brave rifles.
Brave Rifles. Goodbye. All right, Brian. Thanks, man. Thanks for your service. And yep, I had a family member in third Cav. Brave Rifles. Absolutely. By the way, he makes a great point about Justice Clarence Thomas, who is literally one of my favorite jurists of all time. He and Antonin Scalia are just heroes of the legal world in the conservative sense, and Justice Clarence Thomas. This predates, the majority of those who are paying attention to the news now. But those of us who remember his hearings are appalled that anyone would ever complain. I mean, literally, he went through, he called it a political lynching is what he called it. His statements to the confirmations committee at the end were well-reasoned, passionate, firm, and scorching. And you know who was the chair of all of that mess that he went through? Then Senator Joe Biden. It was literally an attempted, opportunity. It was an attempt to tear down the good name of a man who just did not fit their norms, who literally was going to be a conservative black man in the public eye, and they couldn't handle it. And so Will, who called in a while ago, don't talk to me about any crap about whether Ketanji Brown Jackson knows how to define what a woman is until you've gone back and looked at what they did to Justice Clarence Thomas in his confirmation hearings. But you know what? He has maintained the best attitude since then. And I will say this. They may be different in terms of the makeup of the court right now, in terms of how they rule on things. But one of the things that I have so appreciated is that Justice Clarence Thomas is also known to be one of those who has friends who are across the, you know, the aisle, so to speak. And I just this morning, I watched just a little brief video of Justice Sotomayor, who was talking about that very thing. In the wake of all of the, you know, amazing rhetoric out there about Justice Thomas going on right now, because how dare he say, make some of the statements he's made? How dare he have an opinion that differs from the liberal narrative? How dare he, you know, rule or, you know, be illegitimate? No. What we're looking at right now is Justice Sotomayor said that while she and Justice Thomas may not agree on their legal opinions quite often, that he is literally, she said, she talked about the kindness of his soul and what a person he is, and the fact that he's the only person in that entire Supreme Court building who knows the name of every person who works in that building. And then she went on to say, and not just the name of the person, he knows the names of the person's family. He's the one who will walk up to you unannounced in the hallway and take the moment, being a Supreme Court justice, and just take the moment with anybody on staff and say, how's your wife doing? What's going on with your son in college? How are things over there at the house? Is she better? Are things good? And he'll name their names because he's the kind of person who cares about people. And the things he was put through, Brian was right. The things he was put through for his confirmation hearing, beyond the pale. Beyond the pale. It was right up there with the things that we saw with Brett Kavanaugh and the attempts, you know, with Neil Gorsuch and a little bit with Amy Coney Barrett. Liberals are not afraid to try and destroy the person in order to get their policy way. Liberals look more for power, and they don't care about the person. And I'm going to be honest with you. That is... I'm so glad Brian brought that up because it absolutely cannot be forgotten, and I think too often it is forgotten right now, is that Justice Clarence Thomas is he's the man. I love hearing him speak. He's got an amazing sense of humor, and he does not hold back either. It's just fun to watch him. And by the way, he's not afraid to take charge of the moment when he's being interviewed. He'll just go ahead and keep talking while they're trying to ask him questions. He'll go, no, hang on a second. I got to get this out. And he'll just go on and just talk about how fun it is to have the job that he's got. All right, folks, enough of that. That was a great aside. But tomorrow, another great day on Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Copper and I back here again tomorrow at 2. Y'all have a great night.